here at Merchants Park visiting with Storm Lake Whitecaps manager Nick Seaman after the Whitecaps 8-5 Pioneer League Championship game win over Carroll. Got a little dramatic there in the bottom of the ninth inning, but you hold on for the win. What do you have to say about it?
There's always a little drama with these guys, but hats off to Carroll. They played a good game. I mean, a few things got away from them. We took advantage, but all in all summer we've been back and forth with those guys, and we're glad we got to face them for the last game.
You jumped on top 2-0 in the top of the first inning. Carroll answered to tie it in their half, took the lead with a run in the fourth inning, and they held that 3-2 lead into the seventh, but you put four runs on the board. You were aggressive on the base paths, and Carroll also helped you out with a few miscues.
Yeah, you know, we went up early, they answered, then we went down for a while, but all our guys, they just stayed with it, have competitive at-bats, no worries, that's all right, next pitch. It was all positive talk, and that's really what got it done for us. We just were consistent, and we kept playing.
How about Christian Montero? Big game, four RBIs, including that two-run homer in the first to get you jump-started.
Yeah, I had the honor to play with Christian for 2 years at Concordia University. I played against him as well. He is an incredible baseball player, top five players that I've ever played with or coached, and he came out and played. He just plays the game hard. He knows the game, and he got that swing off early, and it was his game from there. I mean, he just has fun and plays hard.
High praise from Nick Seaman for one Christian Montero and your starter. What can you say, Spencer Wyant? He must have a liking for this ballpark as he got a victory here, pitched a great game over the 4th of July weekend, and really stepped up for here tonight in the championship.
Yeah, Spencer is very competitive and very tough. He wants the ball at all times. I had to take it from him there with two outs. We had to play a little matchup there, and but he was incredible tonight. I mean, every pitch, he was getting a lot of swings and misses, and hats off to him. He did a great job.
And Cade Mooring came in with the bases loaded and getting a ground out to seal it. So you bounce back in postseason play after stumbling down the stretch in the regular season, which cost you first place in the standings. How, if at all, did you address that entering the playoffs?
You know, we had a couple guys missing. We kind of hit a rough patch there, but our guys were ready. I mean, it was kind of like, so what? Let's go get them in the playoffs. And we had a competitive series with Sioux Falls. They got a good ball club. We came out on top, and then we showed up tonight just ready to go. We had a workout yesterday. Everyone was relaxed and just having fun with these guys. These guys have had fun with each other all summer, and it's just very fun to be around when everyone's jiving like that.
Any final words? 77 years between Storm Lake Whitecaps baseball season, and it ends for you in the glory of a title here tonight, and talking with Coach Dennis earlier in the year. It sounds like, as he said, been fun all year, and between you two managers and the players, things have really gelled.
Yeah, you know, I think we set the footing for this to go bigger and better from summers here on out. Thankful for Joe Cuchero, who's kind of been the booster, the guy getting the ball rolling on the other half of things. I got the players here, and you know, moving forward, this is something that's great for Storm Lake. Bring these guys into our community. They all had a great time. They're all really good kids, and it's something to build on. I mean, Storm Lake's a great community to do it in. Our fans showed out tonight. That was fantastic to see. They're very loud. And, you know, going forward, we just want this to keep getting bigger and better, and more supporters and more sponsors, and jump on board. This is something that all communities, not just Storm Lake, but Storm Lake, Alta, Early, Shaler, Aurelia, all those surrounding towns in Northwest Iowa, to come together and bring their kids to the ballpark and just have a good time together. And that's really what it's all about, and I'm thankful to be a part of it. And going forward, I want it to be great. You know, I want it to keep building, and this community has backed us, which has been nice. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate the work you guys have done and all our sponsors. It's been a fantastic first summer.
Our pleasure, and great words there from Storm Lake Whitecaps manager Nick Seaman following the 8-5 championship game win over Carroll. Thanks for everything, Nick, and congrats again.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.